Welcome to Girl Truth, What Lens Are You Looking Through? Season 3.
Today's episode, Motivation and Friendship, Part 4.
Me and my friend, like, we are getting so much better at communication. Like, now it's like, I have super bad social anxiety. So saying, hey, fam, the reason I didn't come over your house is because I started thinking that maybe, like, I would be a bother to you. And then I was like, well, if I message, then she'll feel obligated to say yes. And then she'll be like, I hear you. I understand. Fam, I was going through some things. Your best friend's spidey senses was tingling and you let me down.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just like, it took years. Like, this friendship has been, like, I think we're on year 8 or so. There was, like, a 2-year breakup. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've had conversations with her where, like, in hindsight, I was wrong. Mm. But we both thought I was right at the time.
Exactly.
Where it's, like, I had to be, like, look, you want the best friend title, but right now I'm getting best out of my friends and not best friend as a noun.
Okay.
And
wow.
You need to, like, that's what, like, language is so important. I just taught like my little cousin, I'm so proud of her because she the other day she's like talking about one of her friends and I'm like, and how do you know her? And she's like, oh yeah, that's right, she's not a friend, she's an acquaintance.
Yeah, that's important to know as well, because yeah. You can get yourself really hurt not knowing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had to, like, that was a conversation I had with her. I'm like, oh my god, they're learning.
Seriously.
But you have to know who you are to them and who they are to you. And yeah. What you're willing to do to maintain and grow the friendship. Because yeah. It can be such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. I am so happy and proud of where me and my best friend are now. Mm. But there was some ugly crying. There was some boundaries setting. Mm-hmm. There was some, I don't like you right now. And we both know I don't like you right now, but I acknowledge that I might be in my feelings. So we gonna go take our space and I'm gonna come back to you when I could come to this conversation in a mature way.
That's very true.
Yeah, like if you have anxiety with your friends, like if you, like my friend will tell me, like, fam, when you didn't answer the phone, I freaked out because, like, sometimes, like, you know, we get those feelings, like, you know, everybody's dead or something.
Yeah.
And, like, just her being open and honest about that, I'm just like, well, fam, this is what happened. And also, this tends to be my certain kind of pattern.
Okay.
So, like, if you see I haven't been active for such and such hours, I'm probably hyper-focusing and my phone sometimes mutes itself. So that way, I'm providing her with the checklist to go through the next time she's feeling like that. Like, does this match this pattern of when everything is okay?
Oh my gosh, that is so smart, because the other day, one of my friends was upset that I wasn't, like, answering the phone, but, like, usually I don't answer the phone because, like, I'm trying to, like, be on this path where I'm, like, you know, I don't want to answer the phone because I just generally don't want to be on the phone, but, like, people would get very upset at me, and I would give no explanation, but I think that's not great. I like what you did, like, if there's a certain pattern, you know, because my friends as well, like, can get worried or, you know, can feel like I'm ignoring them when really I'm just trying to take time for myself. So I feel like I like that, like, boundary setting of, like, nothing's wrong. I'm probably just trying. I'm probably just trying to focus on me right now. And yeah. I think that I'm going to take that because I love that.
Me and my friend, we both have times when if we're super stressed and burnt out, like, we can go nonverbal. Like, the idea of opening my mouth is exhausting.
Seriously.
And, like, before, I would just, like, duck the conversation or try to avoid it or whatever. And then this time, I was just like, fam, if you want to call, I could just sit here and listen to you talk, but I'm nonverbal right now. I can't talk right now. Like, wow. I could text you, but I can't talk right now. And that's what we did. And her talking to me, like, eventually, I was able to latch on to that. But if I hadn't been able to latch on to it and get to a point where I could talk, that would have been fine.
I love that. I love that so much. And I think that's important. And it just shows how much you really love and care. And, like, again, like, this is really a relationship. Like, yes. Well, when I talk about it, I'm like, this is really is. And like my parents, you know, were saying like my mom was saying, she's been friends with her friends for like 10 years and they've only argued one time or had a disagreement one time. And she used to tell me, like, if you argue with your friends or like you're having disagreements, then it's not working out. But I feel like those times when I feel like since they show up for me and they're honest and they love me genuinely, I feel like that's enough. And then everything else after that can really just kind of build upon that. And I'm so very, it's making me emotional right now, like thinking about like, I really love them. And like these three people.
I tell my friends I love you. I tell my friends I love you. Yes. I had to start out by whispering, but you know, we got
seriously. No. It was really awkward, especially like, I'm very affectionate with my friends. Like I always hug them, stuff like that. And just tell them how much I appreciate them. And I'm like, these three people are so important and vital in my life. Outside of my family, these are my three people. Outside of my family, these are my people. And, you know, they have been there more than majority of my family has. And I just am so appreciative for them. So everything outside, I have to think like that. Like everything outside of that, I won't have to like stress as much about, you know?
Yeah, and especially if you might not have a strong, like the whole concept of found family is really popular in the past two generations, the millennials and the Gen Zers, is that found family thing. But what people don't seem to realize is when you're aiming for that found family thing, you have to recategorize how you view your friendships. Cannot come to found family thinking of friendships as disposable or needing to be easy. Because I don't know about you, but has anybody ever had a family reunion that had zero tension and no arguments?
I don't know, but I would like to go to that party.
Look, I would too. I think
let's go together.
Everybody might be deaf and blind, but
because seriously, sometimes family can be very uneasy, you know? Yeah. Very.
And we deal with them. Well, we work on dealing with them, because not to just accept toxic family members, but my thing is, my one line in the sand with my friendships, family, friends, whatever. Because I have a lot of friends with like mental illnesses and they can't always act in the best. Yes.
And that's another thing. But after you say what you're saying, I want to talk about that too.
You, like, if you have a problem, all I want from you, be open with me and be trying. That's it. Like, if you suck at keeping up communication, be open with me about the fact that you suck at keeping up communication. And be willing to work on a solution or a workaround or something.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. Be willing.
Like, especially when you have friends with trauma, like, I'm working on myself. And the way I view it is, it's like I view my friends as, like, we're all in the trenches. You're shot in your right leg. I'm shot in my left leg. We need to get out of here together. I'm gonna pull you.
Yeah.
But you cannot be dragging me down any more than you have to.
Yeah, because you're already wounded. I will be your crutch. Yeah, yes, I will.
I will lift you up. I will take your weight, but do not put any weight on me that you don't need to.
Yeah, because we're already wounded together. Yes. Together we are wounded and we're bonded together in that way. And we just help each other up with the stability that we do have, you know what I mean? And not one just, you know, projecting more. And I think that's super interesting to talk about. It's like, when you have friends with very traumatic experiences, that is so hard in building that relationship, because it's like trust issues.
And then everybody will tell you to like just dump that friend because, your friend is, you're arguing with her, or, she's too clingy, or, this, that, and the third. And it's like, look, if you're willing to show up for me and to be trying, as long as you want to get better, I am here with you.
Seriously.
We are in this together. And I think, like, a lot of times I keep being told, oh, you're putting too much emotion, or you're putting too much effort or time or energy into your friendships, which can happen. That can happen when you don't have solid boundaries. But seriously, I think what they miss out on is, and I'm just now realizing this as I was speaking, the things I help my friends deal with are traumatic. Like, I'm helping my friend navigate the healthcare system. I've got friends who had miscarriages due to negligence by your doctors, I'm coming, I'm showing up and saying, hey, I'll help you make phone calls that you need to survive and to carry your current pregnancy to term. That's some heavy crap.
It is. Wow. Yeah.
That, like, that's like, it's not just kind of like the stuff we're dealing with, because I'm so used to just thinking about the traumas in the past.
Mm.
But we're dealing with legitimate issues. And yeah. It is like being bonded in fire. Because, like, if we came back from a war and we was this close and we was this much in each other's pockets, people would be like, comrades.
Right.
But since it's not wartime.
Yeah. I deserve to be at peace.
Thank you for listening to Girl Truth. What Lens Are You Looking Through? Produced by yours truly, Adina Hill. Our podcast is sponsored by the Evalore House, the award-winning nonprofit organization led by our executive director, Cheryl Ann Wadlington. To learn more about the Evalore House, visit us on the web at evalorehouse.org.